intensity, what have you looked into this offseason and doing as you look to gain that starter
position? I just really studied a lot of film, a lot of what the Broncos did and a lot of what the starters did from last year. And I want to, you know, mimic that. We had such a great season, you know, number one defense. If I can, you know, continue to strive to compete the way they did and, you know, pursue the ball the way they did, I think we'll be on the right track.
Compared to Chris Spielman, what do you know about Chris Spielman and the intensity? He's one of the more intense guys maybe ever played in this league.
Oh, yeah, very intense. And so a comparison like that is, you know, a great blessing. So to be compared to somebody who's held in that high intensity, you know, as a great guy, it feels good.
It seems like you've got the lead in terms of having a shot at that starting role. We saw it last year with Darren Stewart when he was brought in and, you know, Wade talked about him as a starter. How do you hold on to that and make sure that Corey or anyone else doesn't take it from you?
Just compete every day, continue to compete. I mean, we're a great group of core linebackers, and we continue to push each other, and we all strive to be great. So if we continue to do that, I think we'll continue to compete as a group, and I think competition only makes you better.
Other than your intensity, what things do you add to this defense?
I feel like I bring some focus, my study habits. I feel like I learn a lot off the field, and I'm able to help my team, you know, by bringing it on the field, by keys, and being able to understand what the offense is doing pre-snap and things like that. My pursuit, my intensity, like you said, I think those are all things that I bring to the table.
Did you watch the draft a little closer than usual and maybe do a fist pump when they didn't take a inside linebacker?
Yeah, I definitely was tracking it on my phone, you know, seeing what the Broncos are going to do. Because at the time, I didn't know, you know, what direction they were going with. But when they didn't pick up anybody, it definitely felt good. It let us know that faith in the inside linebacker core that they have now, that they believed in us and wanted to move forward with us for the rest of the season.
How much does it help that you'll be playing like the spot that Brandon played? He just slides over. He's just a few feet away from you. But, you know, he's right here next to you to kind of pick his brain and whatnot.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been great, you know, being able to come off the field even now in practices and ask Brandon, you know, what do you see? What do you see as far as how my technique is or my intensity or how I cover man-to-man? Like, what do you see? It definitely helps, you know, him paying the position, being able to be there and help me and guide me kind of through the whole process.
You've started a few games before each of the past 2 years. What part of your game do you think you have to improve on in order to – you know, the difference between starting part-time and starting full-time?
I feel like every part of my game, you know, can be improved. Definitely, you know, my speed, my flexibility, coverage is a big thing that I'm working on this offseason. But I think if I can improve all around my game, all around, it'll be better for the team.
Do you think when the Saints were kind of moving you back and forth, practice squad, roster, this would be an option someday, be starting for?
Well, it was my dream, you know, to be in this position. Not necessarily when I was at the Saints that I kind of had that mentality. I was kind of focused on being on the squad and being able to help the team wherever I could. But now that I'm here, I'm definitely taking full advantage of this opportunity, and I can't wait for the season to start.
Did you think when they signed you back then that it was a short-term thing, or did you think they were looking at you down the road a little bit too, maybe?
You know, I wasn't sure. I just kind of went in there every day, you know, trying to give my all, and whatever came of it, came of it.
All the top four inside backers, you, Corey, Zaire, and Brandon, you were all either practice squad guys, low-drafted guys, or undrafted guys. What does that say about the group, that kind of chip on the shoulder you guys have?
I think we have a big chip on our shoulder, and I think that's what drives us and what propels us, you know, to want to be great and want to be known as, you know, one of the best linebacker corps in the NFL. I think when you're not drafted or even signed and then practice squad, I think you always feel the need to prove yourself, no matter where you're at or no matter where what height you reach, you always feel the need to prove yourself. So I think as a group, we feel the need to let our name be known and continue to prove ourselves and show that we can, you know, play in this league and we can be productive linebackers in this league.
Anything else for Tom?
Tom, when you first got here, you were a quick stud and you played right away. What do you think you've learned, especially like last year, that's made you better now for this opportunity to, you know, win a full-time job, 16 games?
I think I've learned a lot about opposing offenses, you know, what they're trying to do, their schemes, different areas of the field, how that correlates to what routes I will get or what schemes they'll be running. I think I've learned a lot as far as what they're trying to do, and I think that helps me play better. I feel like when you know the answers to the test, you know, it's hard not to get 100%.